You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, this is Greg Buttle, and you're listening to the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN. That's right. It used to be the Buttle Show, but now it's the K. Show.
Ah, yes. I'm going to start the show with a little song. Oh, we're halfway there. Now all the Jets have to do is make the deal.
Well, and living on a prayer. Hopefully it's more than just a prayer, right?
Well, Aaron Rodgers, if you missed it on the Pat McAfee show, said, I want to play for the Jets. And the only thing holding it up is the Packers. What he did with that one sentence on Pat McAfee was put so much pressure on the Packers. And he kept saying how much he loves Green Bay. He loves the people of Green Bay, and he loves that part of the country, and it will always be dear to him. So this way, he doesn't have the fan base turn against him, and he also fashioned it that the Packers don't want him.
Right.
So he said, I'm not done playing. I worked out, felt really good, want to play for the Jets. Now the Packers are the only thing standing in the way. I think that might move the needle a little bit.
Yeah, I think it does, and I think really – what could be the holdup? I think the holdup would be everything that Mike Tannenbaum has been telling us for a couple of months, and that is to get the security of a second year. How can I make a deal to where something can help me get another year out of Aaron Rodgers? I don't know what the Packers could do. I don't know what – really, it's up to Rodgers anyway. You know, is there a sweetener the Packers could give, Michael, that if Rodgers does bolt, at least they can say, well, we got this out of the Packers because he bolted after 1 year?
Well, I think it comes down to the Packers probably want too much from the Jets. So the
right.
Jets, well, I mean, but the Jets could do exactly what Mike Tannenbaum said. We'll give you a third-round pick this year, and next year, if he plays again, we'll give you a second-round pick. But if he takes us to the AFC Championship game this year, it'll be a first-round pick. There's ways you could do it.
Yeah.
But right now, the Packers look like they're playing hardball with the Jets.
I guess I don't know if it was FanDuel or Vegas, but Dan Grasso, who was filling in for Alan Hahn today on Bart and Hahn, said that the Jets right now are listed as fourth best chance of going to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. So, and that kind of makes sense. I guess you'd still give the nod to Buffalo, still give the nod to Kansas City and Cincinnati just because they've been there and done that. So if Vegas is looking at you as not going to the championship game, I guess, giving you the fourth best chance to go to the Super Bowl out of a conference, then you say, listen, we'll give you more if we go to the championship game. It's not that it's not going to happen, Michael. It's just probably a lot of bouncing back and forth, a lot of maneuverability that eventually is going to get done. What are the Packers going to do if they don't get it done? Are they going to derail their whole hopes of getting Love to play, have to pay this guy $60 million a year, really not want him?
Yeah, you've already said you don't want him. Mark
right.
Murphy, the president, said they don't, you know, the only way he comes back
right.
is if everything that we want to happen doesn't happen.
And the Jets have to get this done because where are you pivoting to? Even Baker Mayfield's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went to Tampa. You know, so what, are they going to pivot to Lamar Jackson? I guess they could.
That's probably what they have to do.
So, but if that's the case, then don't the Jets have a little more leverage than the Packers? If this deal doesn't get done, then the Packers have Aaron Rodgers at $60 million and
great
Love
point.
Sits another year. The Jets could always say, listen, if we don't get this done, we'll give two first-round picks to Baltimore and we'll pay Lamar Jackson.
And he's 26.
Great point. Great point.
So this will get done. It's just there's no hurry for it to get done other than we're just ready to pull our eyes out of our sockets because it's been so long.
I have had enough.
But they'll eventually work it out, right?
Well, I think that there's a key date, and that's St. Patrick's Day. That's this Friday.
Sure does.
Because I believe that his cap hit goes down a lot if you wait until Friday. So maybe the Packers are just waiting until
yeah.
the cap hit is not as big. And I think it's great for the Jets. Obviously, their contingent, I listened to the whole interview. Rodgers said that they spent 4 hours in his house. And he talked with Saleh, talked with Douglas. Woody spent the whole 4 hours there as well. Nathaniel Hackett was there. And he also put to rest, he said, anybody who actually thinks that I made demands of what players to bring in, he goes, it's just not true. He said, you think I handed them a piece of paper and said, these are the people I want before I come? He said, that is not true. Now, they asked me about certain players,
right,
and I said, great teammate, great guy in the locker room. Love him. He's one of the best. He said, I didn't say I want player X. I didn't say I want player Y. I never said that. That report was erroneous. He said, I just don't know where they get this stuff. He said, I never, ever made any demands like that.
Well, I guess that's believable. We even speculated yesterday that this could have been coming from the Jets and not Rodgers, saying, who could we get to make you feel comfortable? You know, these are former Packers that are free agents. Odell Beckham knows the system. Do you want us to get these guys for you? What is going to make you happy? What's going to make you feel comfortable playing here? It's all a semantics game, right? Like, we talked to Mark Messier yesterday. He emphatically denies having any involvement of all the Oilers that came over the trade deadline in 1994. But it still happened, right? So maybe Neil Smith just said, hey, I'm going to go out and get these guys because I know Mark will want to play with them. So it is possible that you did it for Mark, but Mark had nothing to do with it. It is possible that the Jets created the list, but Rodgers is the one that formulated it as far as, you know, being former teammates with these guys.
Tell me this, though. Can we all agree that the way this is playing out is one of the most boring, exciting transactions of all time?
So two, both of them, you mean? It's boring and exciting?
Considering how exciting a transaction it is to get Aaron Rodgers if you're the Jets, this has been relegated to being boring. By the time it is done, by the time it's officially done. Are you telling me Jets fans are still going to be like pumping their fist excited?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I don't believe that. I actually think people are going to be bored. Like, all right, cool, good, I expected it.
No.
I'm hearing people already say it. Yeah, yeah. Are you excited about the news? I heard it just today. You excited about the news? I thought it was going to happen.
Well, I mean, maybe they know it was going to happen, but nothing's official until it's official. It's still not official. So he did. They should be excited today because he could have gone on right. Pat McAfee's show and said, I'm done. I'm not playing anymore. I'm going back to the Packers. He said, I want to play for the Jets. This is a team that has always been looked at as the poor little stepsister of New York football and in football itself. And this guy, one of the greatest players of all time, said, I want to play for the Jets. If Jet fans aren't excited today, they have an issue.
Well, I've already heard it. Curious to ask our listeners.
We're going to have Greeny on at 4:30.
Well,
he is the Jet fan.
Yeah, but he's a psychopath. He's going to be very excited.
Listen, boring's not the word for me, but over the last couple of days, to me, it has reached the level of this is going to happen. So there's excitement around it. So when it finally does happen, maybe a little anticlimactic, because I think everybody's realized over the last 48 hours, especially after today, that this is going to happen. It's just a matter of when.
It's just been leaking out so slowly. That's all. Like, you know, I remember the big transactions that have happened in sports in my life because of the moment that they happened. And you go, oh, my God, this isn't going to have that transcendent moment. It's been a week long of oozing out bit by bit, tweet by tweet. And now he speaks, which is, this should be the icing on the cake was today.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the icing on the cake moment, it's not the icing on the cake. It's, there will be icing on the cake. Just wait. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
Well,
the news is still good. Well, I'm just saying, on the outside, as an outsider looking in, it's taking the life out of it.
So you were looking for a tsunami, and you got a little drip, drip, drip out of the faucet. But, you know, it's going to be the same effect. You're going to have Aaron Rodgers as a Jet.
Absolutely. And if you're a hardcore Jets fan, that's all that matters. I agree.
But I'm sure there's a portion of the fan base that's still like, all right, how is this going to get pulled out from under us?
Yeah.
We'll celebrate just the fact that it's official.
That's true. That's true.
Well, I'll tell you what. He did put the pressure on the Packers. I believe he makes them look like ingrates. They don't want him. And it looks like they want more from the Jets than the Jets want to give him. So the Jets have played this the right way.
Yeah.
And when you're dealing with this guy, nothing could leak out of your program. Because if it does, he will turn on you. He wants to control the narrative. And he got to do that today on Pat McAfee's show. The Jets have not said a word. They have been locked up, buttoned down. And that's really impressive.
I remember the other layer to this that could either be celebrated or debated, or at least have a conversation about, is what will the eventual compensation be?
Right.
Peter, if they're able to get him without having to give up a first-round pick, Jet fans are going to celebrate that as if the news is fresh.
True.
And if they find out they got to give up a first-round pick this year and next year, they'll still be excited, but ooh, that kind of stings a little bit. We're going to have to give up some. So the compensation, to me,
would
be
the
most
years.
Interesting thing.
I think the years.
Well, you'll never know. Because even if he says, I'll give you 2 years, you don't know what's going to happen at the end of 2023.
But what if he says one? Then you do know. At least two gives you the
hope.
He
didn't address that. And actually, as from what I could tell watching, they didn't ask him that.
You'd think you'd ask, right?
Yeah, maybe I missed it. It was very lengthy. So I was locked in. I'd say for most of it, I didn't hear that question being asked, you know, how many years. He just said, I want to play for the Jets. And then he put, you know, some heat on the Packers and saying, you know, right now that's what's holding it up. I really believe it's bookkeeping. That's what I think is holding it up. I don't think the Packers are going to be dumb. They want to move on to Jordan Love. That's all there is to it. And, well, you know, why mess with this guy? Just wait until it's less of a cap hit.
You know what we're going through right now? Signing all the papers when you buy a house. There's the excitement of buying a house. Peter, you just did it recently, right?
Sure, I did.
But before you move in, oh, by the way, sit there for 3 hours and sign your life away. Stacks of papers that are handed to you by your lawyer and the real estate agent and all the monotony of going through that before you're finally done and can move in. We're going through paperwork right now. The only difference is you know exactly what you're handing over when you buy the house. Jet fans don't know what they're going to have to hand over to get Aaron Rodgers.
I agree, except with buying a house, that is the absolutely expected procedure.
Right.
You know the second you get involved, this is going to be a signing day. It's annoying. It's stupid. It totally feels unnecessary in 2023, like it could all be done via PDF, whatever. This, though, with Aaron Rodgers is unusual. I do not remember a trade this.
But you had to know this was going to be painful. This was going to be a long labor. You knew that.
Like this?
That's who he is, man.
But you just knew once you – we talked about it. You really think it was going to be, yeah, I'll go play for you. We'll make a deal, boom, done in one day. This was going to be drama. Dragged out.
But if what he's saying is true, at this point, it's not even about his drama. It's about the teams not being able to have a deal in place. It's just, listen, it's fine. It's totally fine. I just find it unusual.
Now,
can you recall another one like this? Where everyone knew the deal was happening and you just sat and sat and sat and sat? I don't quite remember this.
Let's listen to Rodgers on McAfee and the reason he chose the Jets.
There's, you know, a lot of reasons why, you know, the Jets are attractive. But, you know, there's one coach who's meant as much to me as any coach I've ever had, and he happens to be the coordinator there.
Now, Rodgers did say that there were a lot of teams that were interested in him. He said, and one of the things that really interested in him in one team is that a guy that he loves was on that team. Now, obviously, that was Devontae Adams, but that didn't work out. That did not work out. Now, Rodgers also went on to say that he was ready to retire before he went on the darkness retreat.
I heard from multiple people that I trust around the league, players mostly, that there was some shopping going on, that they were interested in actually moving me. At this point, you know, I got to admit, I went in the darkness, 90% retiring, 10% playing. That's where my mind was. My mind was, I'm tired of this. I hadn't got back into my workouts yet. And I thought that was what was best for me.
Now, he said that the Packers changed the tune after his darkness retreat.
Everything that I was told in the week that I was in Green Bay was, take as long as you want. We want you to retire, Packer. You know, you want to come back and play. Obviously, the door is wide open. So that was the information that I was going on. Now, when I came out of the darkness, something changed. I'm not exactly sure what that was, but something changed. I got back to my phone after 5 days off of it, you know, hundreds of text messages and emails and all different things. I realized that there had been a little bit of a shift.
Here's what I think the shift is. As great as he is, and you guys could say, Michael, you're wrong, you're crazy. As great as he is, he wears you out. And after 16 years of it, and all the drama, and all the indecisiveness, he wears you out. Now, you know, they thought he was going to retire. You remember the last game that he lost to the Lions? He took a look around. He walked off with his arm around Cobb. You know, it looked like that was it. It was done. Yeah. But I've said over and over again, no human being, including Warren Buffett or Jeff Bezos, is going to leave $60 guaranteed on the table. No matter how much money you have, that's an awful lot of money. So I don't know if that was an act, and maybe the Packers are just tired of the act, because that's what caused the divorce with Brett Favre. They didn't like the indecision every single year, and they said enough is enough. And they do have to make a decision on Jordan Love, because they have to decide whether they pick up the fifth-year option.
Right.
So there's a lot of drama there, and I think sometimes – What's the new phrase that everybody's using? The juice might not be worth the squeeze with him.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're not going to win. Especially if they're not a Super Bowl contender.
Do you really believe him when he said that he went into the darkness retreat, 90% retiring?
I don't know.
That I don't believe, no.
90%?
No. Some serious darkness.
Well, you know what? The darkness.
Darkness!
Things turn in the dark. From go from 90% retiring to 100% playing?
Things are happening at night.
I want a darkness retreat. Now I'm going. Because there are some things I'm completely convinced of. But maybe if I sit in the dark for 4 days, or 2 days in his case.
The one thing that we should look at with this, if this deal gets done, and I believe it will get done, right? The Jets have now gotten the best player that ever played for the Jets on their team.
Correct.
He's better than anybody. Yeah, better talent-wise than anybody, including Joe Namath.
What about Al Toon?
Better than Al Toon.
Better than Darrell Revis. Better than Darrell Revis.
Better than Keyshawn Johnson. Better than Greg Buddle. Better than Joe Klecko. He's the best player that's ever played for the Jets. One day, boom. Now, one thing
Freeman McNeil.
He did not say this, though. One of the guys on McAfee's show said, are you going to take Joe Namath up on the fact and take number 12? He said, I heard that. It was really kind of Joe, but this is not the time to discuss that. I would really not like it if he took Joe Namath's number.
We know.
I don't think he will.
And if he does?
What are you going to do? He's going to do it.
You're going to kill him.
Well,
do the right thing. Do the right thing.
Well, I mean,
for the Jets.
Will I be critical of it? Yeah, of course. But I don't think he will.
I meant literally you should murder the man. Listen, if you're Don, you're associated with that organization. Someone's got to step up. I don't think he'll do it either, truth be told. But
I'm not sure.
It would be but listen, here's the bottom line. Because of his history, he has like a series of tests he has to pass, it seems, for us to decide that he's not going to be a huge headache. That would be the first, one of the early tests.
Right.
To show, like, are you really going to be a selfless guy who's about this team? Or are you going to make this thing about me?
Well, this is the best part, okay, that you're getting a guy with a chip on his shoulder. He's really ticked off the Packers now because they said, we don't want you anymore.
Well, Ballard told me that yesterday. Ballard, who knows him as well as anyone as a player, said every great season he's ever had, every single best season he's had, was a chip on his shoulder with the team.
This is from Mike Garofalo.
Love him.
The Texans have signed defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins to a one-year $10.5 million deal.
Okay.
D'Amico Ryans gets a big piece for his defensive front. After 2 years with the Jets, Rankins heads to Houston.
Got to make room.
Room's got to be made.
Room has got to be made. By the way, this is a Woodja Wednesday.
That's right.
Damn right.
3:45.
So, 3:45. Also, this just came down from Woj. The NBA has suspended Ja Morant for 8 games. He left a counseling program in Florida to meet with Adam Silver in New York today, and it's 8 games. So
that's
they have suspended him 8 games. You think it's fair? Because is it 8 games? And it's 8 games for detrimental conduct.
Yeah, don't you think it was?
Yeah.
Now, do you want to say it should be more? I mean, you got to be realistic here. There is a players association. But good out of Adam Silver, who usually is very defensive of the players, on board with the players, to realize how ridiculous that was.
Also, doesn't seem a little fugazi, though? He's in a counseling program. By the way, I'm checking out because I've got to go see the commissioner. You wait till the counseling's done. You know, this isn't like microwave counseling. This guy needs some help. Probably listening to the show right now in the car back to the airport.
Does he have to be at the place all the time?
I don't know what this kind of counseling is.
I think he's, like I said yesterday, got to be alcohol.
No, now listen to this, though. The suspension covers the 6 games he's already missed.
Right. It'll be 2 more.
So it includes Wednesday at Miami, and he's eligible to play on Monday against Dallas.
Let me just say this. If he's back for the first game, he ain't serious about the rehab.
Yeah, it's hard to
kick alcohol. A year ago, that video that came out yesterday.
Could you please say that again?
Calm down, phone. A year ago, he was, that alcohol video of him taking just tequila to the face. It was a year ago at All-Star. So this goes back at least some way, right? You also see kind of the behavior of his family potentially indicates that there's something going on there. You know, listen, I hate to be, as Don would say, a dime store psychologist, but when you look at it from the outside, you hear the story about the mom being like, hey, come to the mall, I've got a problem. You see the mom and family on the plane with him while he's literally downing tequila like it's not even, like it's water. To me, that says there may be family issues that are at the root of this entire thing. That can't get cleared up in time to get back for when the suspension ends. Not if the team's really worried about his future. If they want to make him their permanent face, guys, I don't think he should come back this year. I think this should be the end of this season. I mean, I just can't see how you get any real progress prior to that.
Let's take the deep dive into game time, see what's going on today. It's brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Just one game.
Perfect.
Islanders at the Ducks, 10 o'clock. It'll be right here.
That's right.
9:30 pregame, 10 o'clock. The puck drops. Islanders lost yesterday to the Kings.
5-2.
Rangers won. Don, I heard, was unbelievable on the play-by-play. I didn't listen. I actually watched the Big City Greens. It was phenomenal.
You were into it, huh?
It was unbelievable how good they did it.
Yeah, how well they did it. You made me go look it up. I had to go see what was going on.
Wasn't it very cool. That they did it in real time.
It's wild.
I was never prouder of Marco than I was last night when I got home and I found out what happened.
What happened?
He's watching it.
Right.
He's like, Mommy, Grandma's in net. The Rangers, they're not going to win. The Rangers aren't going to win if Grandma's in net. I need to see the real Rangers. And she had to put on the actual game. He wanted to see the real Rangers.
I'm surprised. That was the one thing they did. They had characters like the father was in one net and Grandma was in the other. And all the other players were real. Cricket played a couple. So they were replacing real players with some of the characters from Big City Green.
Got it.
And Marco took exception to that.
He doesn't respect Grandma.
I don't know if Anthony has it, but we did have my Patrick Kane call.
Did you, in fact, go Kane is able? Because I don't think you did.
Well, let me see what I got here.
His first goal as a Ranger at the Garden.
Is your name Aaron Rodgers? Okay, no, I have it. Here it is. Here we go.
Lafreniere, Trocheck, back to Fox. Fox straight away to Kane. Creeps up, fires a shot, and scores! Patrick Kane on the power play. It's 3-1.
It's like I'm not even here.
Didn't even care about what you said.
I think I did the right thing.
I flush.
That's my call.
It's a nice call. I mean, it's not your call. It's a call.
No,
you didn't put a signature thing on it. You just made
the
call.
No, his signature is to say the guy's name.
That can't be a thing. That can't be considered a signature.
That's his thing.
That's
man.
Like me saying my signature thing is I crack the mic before I talk.
Right.
That's just saying their name.
Well, that's
by
game
the way,
time.
Yeah. I agree with you, Don. I think Michael's whole Sia thing is just a hack job. So
how's it working out? They're selling shirts with it on.
What are you making from that?
The zero.
I hate Don.
That's Don's smart. Don's just saving money he wouldn't get anyway from having the signature call.
I hate you. If he did Kane is Able, they'd be selling shirts at the Garden tomorrow for the Ranger game.
Saying Kane is Able.
Yeah, Kane is
Able. And Don wouldn't get anything.
Don wouldn't get
so
it done.
You should respect him for not giving them that.
But that's not the reason he didn't do it. He didn't do it because he's stubborn ox. That's
I
why.
Didn't do it because it, you don't me. Hand me. I don't do requests. You don't write material for me. I'm my own guy.
You're not a jukebox is what you're saying.
That's right. And I work my own material.
And sometimes you work blue. That's game time.
Very
brought
often.
You by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. We'll come back with your phone calls, Would You Wednesday, as well.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Would You Wednesday coming up. I've got some good ones, I think, but we'll, you know, the guys will knock it down as they always do. Let's go to the phones and see what you say. Aaron Rodgers said today, Pat McAfee show, I want to be a Jet, and the Packers right now are the ones holding it up. Joe in New Jersey. Joe.
Gentlemen, how's everybody?
Good. How are you?
Everything's good. Thank you. Quick statement. Aaron Rodgers is going over his future. Green Bay Packers are doing the same for their team and organization. Aaron Rodgers gets the word from the Green Bay Packers. We want you to retire as a Packer. Aaron Rodgers, since hearing that, acting like a spiteful, spoiled child.
But that's, Joe, that's not what he said. He said that they wanted him to retire a Packer, and they wanted him to come back for another year. This was before he went on the darkness retreat.
And he also admitted that now they don't want that,
right?
Clearly.
So, I mean, the fact that they don't want it, maybe that's why he went public with the fact that they're holding it up, because he wants them to pay a little bit. But I don't think he's acting like a spoiled child at all.
God, people just, I mean, listen, Aaron Rodgers is annoying. He's annoying. He comes off as holier than thou. We got to be able to, like, draw a line between people who are just annoying and who are, like, really bad guys. I feel like calls like Joe's with the tone, it's like they're looking for him to just be this terrible guy. We don't have any proof historically. He's never been accused of anything actually bad.
No.
He's just annoying. Like, it's not that
I mean,
deep.
The worst thing that you've ever heard about him is that he and his family don't get along.
Right. And that's still us. And that's still us judging. Exactly.
Right.
You know what it reminds me of in some ways? It's like the way people talk about, always talked about Odell.
Right.
Like, he was annoying. He was a pain. He was never accused of anything. But, oh, there was the one, what, the pizza? The picture of
right.
him with the pizza?
Right.
Like, there was never anything that he hurt anyone or did anything. Like, people had to learn how to differentiate. Rodgers isn't that bad a guy. This guy could end up being the savior of your team.
You do think sometimes that nozzle's worse than criminal.
You mean the way, oh, yes, to fans?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he deserves a second chance. Yeah, he beat his wife or he killed somebody in a drinking driving. But yeah, everybody deserves a second chance. But when you're a nozzle, when you're irritating, people are like, no, I don't want any part of you.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, people don't like nozzles. Ira in Staten Island. Ira.
Hey, Michael. Hey, boys. How are you?
Good.
I tell you, just want to give you a couple of impressions. This is one of the first times I've ever heard him talk. And at least in my book, I think he came across very sincere. I think he was honest. And I think he's coming here with a major chip on his shoulder.
Which is great for the Jets.
Which is great for the Jets. And my biggest holdup, and then there's no guarantee year two. But I think it sounded to me he's coming here to win a championship. If it's going to take 2 years, I think he'll stay. But, you know, I got to give credit to the Jets. They have kept this really, nobody knows what's going on, and credit to Joe Douglas. And whatever the Packers, listen, it's going to get done. It could get done while we're talking. It could get done. If I had to take a guess, I'm going to guess the week of the draft this gets done. Because the Packers, whatever picks the Jets are going to have to give up, they're going to want one of those picks this year. So I think the week of the draft, this thing gets done, and then everybody could relax and listen to me. And the biggest thing I took out of it is that I think people overreacted about this list yesterday or the day before and demands. I mean, people, like I said, I just think people just went over the top with this. And I, you know what? I think it's a good thing. And
there you go.
I think
way to get on board.
Right.
Well, here's the one thing, though, Ira, okay? Even if he made a list, I didn't have a problem with it. Even if he said this was going to take, I'm good with it. He's Aaron Rodgers.
I hear you.
He's A-A-Ron. Come on.
That's
he can do whatever he wants.
Question. I believe so far this is the second call Ira's gotten through to the station today.
Right.
He will also be on, I'm sure, tonight with Larry and Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, do you think Ira will actually make a call in during one of the intermissions of the Islander game tonight?
Like, I think so, yeah.
Like a
whether
special
they take
Ira
it,
report.
That's a whole other story.
But he'll be the phone will be ringing.
Let's go to Dave in Atlanta. Dave.
Hey, big Dave.
Hey, guys. Hey, when does Ira get his own show?
It's a great point.
I've, I've been a Jets fan for 48 years. I've seen it all.
Wow.
Seen it all, top to bottom. I'm really excited. I'm really excited we got these guys. Hey, anybody who is questioning his list or his intentions or whether he's annoying or not, look up his numbers. Check it out. And I'm really excited about what's coming this year. And the people on it, Lazard is an upgrade over Davis. Exciting. Some people view Aaron Rodgers as annoying, and you guys call him a nozzle. Other people, like me, find him refreshing. You know, he doesn't give you the cliches. He tells you what he says, what he thinks. I kind of like that.
We did say that a couple times throughout this year, that even though we found him annoying, he is refreshing that he actually gives opinions. Now, the great Pablo Torre, who we just learned is leaving our great company.
But he's still
going to
work on it.
Oh, he is still going to work on it?
Yeah, still going to be on Around the Horn.
Okay, got it. But he won't be on, I'm guessing, the ESPN Daily or anything like that. He's going to Meadowlark to work with Lebatard and those guys. Bro, do you see this
them
tweet?
Them boys.
And them Lebatard. Right. By the way, the definition of them boys.
Yeah.
Did you read his brilliant tweet today, though?
No.
You'll really enjoy this. Pablo tweeted, I love that Aaron Rodgers, the biggest critic of Big Pharma in professional sports, came out of the darkness and realized that he wants to work for the billionaire heir to the Johnson & Johnson pharmaceutical fortune.
You know what's funny, though, is that Pat McAfee was one of the guys on his crew. They brought up, did you guys talk vaccination? And did you get vaccinated during the meeting? And Rodgers just, like, grinned and said, no, that didn't happen. And did you do ayahuasca with Woody? No, that didn't happen. Although I would have if he offered. I mean, It was kind of refreshing. It was kind of refreshing.
No, he's an authentic. I think he's an authentic person.
I just think that, you know, we, and I'm a lot like this. You know, we look askance at people that are different than us.
Oh, you're the king. But no one looks more askance than
you. But that's for everybody on the outside. I'm telling you, and this is not a knock on Jet fans. All fans are this way. If Aaron Rodgers is going out there and winning, they're going to love him, and they're going to defend all of his nozzly ways. And if he's awful, they'll just jump him for all those things. I saw with the coaching. Eric Mangini wouldn't say anything. Oh, we don't care. When they went 10-6 and went almost beat the Patriots in the playoffs, well, I don't care. He doesn't have to say anything to you. You're the media. You're evil. But when Rex wouldn't shut up and make predictions and he was going to championship, we love the fact that he talks. We love the fact that he's so they love the winning. So it really doesn't matter what kind of person he is. Goes out there and wins, the fans are going to love him. If he loses, they're going to hate his guts.
Matt in East Windsor. Matt?
Hey, Michael, Don, Peter, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I called in on, I believe it was Monday, and I was agreeing completely with Peter. Everyone was calling in and sounding like idiots. They don't want him. My question for you, Peter, is do you think this could turn into a Kyrie Irving situation where he just ends up causing more of a fuss around the whole team than winning? Now, I agree what you guys were saying. If he's winning, I don't really care what's going on. But do you think it could turn around and cause issues for the organization?
Absolutely, it's on the table. I'm sorry. Is there any world in which Aaron Rodgers this year could look over the hill or get injured or something like that happens and all we end up getting are press conferences and annoying comments during McAfee interviews weekly? Yeah, that's on the table. We can't rule that out.
But that's not Kyrie. Kyrie was playing well and then being his own worst enemy. I don't think that'll happen. I don't think Rodgers is going to go out there, play well, and then the season get derailed because he says something ridiculous and has to offend somebody.
No, it's only suspended. I agree 100%. The only way in which that happens is that for some reason he's not able to play or he's playing terribly. If he's playing great, you're not going to have issues with what he says outside. He doesn't go that far. He's not promoting anti-Semitic documentaries.
I think that COVID and the vaccine pushback was a once in a lifetime thing. But if something like that came about, it would be a distraction, like it was for the Packers. But you know what? It was so much of a distraction, he won the MVP.
He does also flirt with a lot of the political things around, like, free speech and quote cancel culture and things like that. I mean, he hovers in some other areas too.
And you will see, again, no offense to fans, you will see allegiances politically change if Rodgers is playing well.
Fact. What you just said, Don?
Wait. You think fans will change their political affiliation because of him?
I think for all intents and purposes they will. Meaning they may still go vote for the same person.
Yeah.
But where they would hate my guts for having that take, they're going to live with it just fine with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, right, but they're not going to go.
No, will they actually go change their mind?
No.
Well, only if he wins the Super Bowl.
If he wins the Super Bowl.
that could do it.
Let's go to John in East Meadow. John.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Love your show. I'm fortunate enough to be able to listen to you guys every day.
Thanks.
We appreciate
Michael,
that.
Michael, this talk of retirement cannot happen because you mean a lot to a lot of people.
I agree.
That said, I'm a 47-year-old Jet fan. Not a lot to be excited about over the years. Today is one of those days where I'm actually excited for this team. Don, personal favor, if any of these nozzle fake Jet fans call up, please, if they say anything negative about Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback or bring up Zach Wilson, please hang up on them.
Yeah, thanks, no problem. Guys. No problem.
No, he won't just hang up, John. Yeah. He'll personally attack them and everything they stand for.
So you won't take the L after ENN?
Here's the deal, okay? I thought about it a lot. I want to be more like you. I'm going to start screaming at people.
You should.
No, I am. I am. Because, you know, you made me think. That's probably better for the show. Don't be polite. Don't be a human.
Well,
be subhuman. That's what I'm going to be.
These guys have jobs.
They're wrong.
I think he was insulting me. I'm not being subhuman. I'm being actually very human.
That's right.
I'm expressing how I feel in the moment.
Okay.
I don't feel like I need to be polite. That's the only difference. You do you, Michael.
I do.
And I'll do me. But I don't think we need to worry about being polite to the callers. I think it's just understood. You call with your opinion. I give my opinion. We go at it. No, I need to take it personally. Hey, you don't even like the hellos and the that's all personal, right? That's all being polite. Hi, guys. Hi, Michael. Love you on the Yankees. Peter, love you in the morning. Don, great job with the Rangers. You hate when we do that, the roll call.
Hold on.
The roll call is being polite.
Let's never forget, Don, the brilliance of maybe the best thing I've ever done on the show, Gil. What did Gil do that got him screamed at and hung up on?
It wasn't. I didn't scream. He did.
Oh, you both did.
I didn't scream like he did.
Anthony? If you have a chance to
call
up.
We were up against the clock.
Oh, now we're up against the clock.
Yeah, because you know what? I have to protect the finances of this place.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's uncomfortable.
No, I don't think I could.
Really?
But she's a total smoke show.
At times incriminating.
Well, hold on.
Let's not be rash.
Don, hold on, but don't answer yet.
And a Michael K. Show favorite.
Michael, you're such a child.
It's the Would Ya Game.
We play it off the air all the time. The Would Ya Game. All right, so I've got a couple. All right? One is... really stolen from a movie in Decent Proposal. So here we go. This is fairly easy.
You love these times.
All right. Would you let your wife, and we'll say that Natalie's your wife at this point.
I'm less than 4 months out.
Okay. So would you guys let your wife have sex with somebody you have to watch?
What?
You have to watch them
that
have sex.
That wasn't part of the...
But I said it's kind of... I gave my own twist.
Twist is right.
Would you have to watch, but you get $1 billion?
Hmm.
Billion.
A billion.
I got to tell you, this is the best one you've ever done. Because this is tough. Because there's a chance that going through that experience changes you.
It did for Woody Harrelson.
It ruined his life.
Ruined his life. Couldn't
lost his hair.
Now, listen, is it going to be someone as handsome as Robert Redford?
I don't know.
You don't know.
It's just a guy that's willing to put up $1 billion. Does it matter how good looking the guy is? Would you enjoy it more then?
No, but she would.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's the rub, right?
So a great looking guy.
Great looking guy. So she's going to have fun.
Yeah. Well, a good looking guy might not be good. You don't know that.
True. But let's. Don?
Well, you're kind of rooting for her to have an awful time, right?
Correct.
You don't want her to have.
I mean, not like.
I don't
want to
sit there and watch.
Just utter
somebody
on an unbridled joy.
Right, right.
Well, sounds you've never heard before.
Right.
A look on her face of satisfaction.
Right, that you've never seen.
That you've never seen. And you've only had the look on your face at Outback Steakhouse.
What is it from Eddie Murphy? I can't give the complete phrase, but it's like, and is with your girlfriend. Well.
Right, right. Doing it well. You're talking about Dexter St. Jock.
That's right. Literally swinging the microphone.
That's right, right.
I'm a big boy.
Now, does Nancy have a say? Of course she does.
Of course she does.
What kind of animal are you?
Because if she's on board,
she's down. Yeah.
Then it's on my own insecurities, my own yo-yo.
But you have to watch.
I got to watch, but it's $1 billion. Now, it'll haunt me, it'll bother me, but it's $1 billion to go out and buy myself something nice. That's the ultimate therapy, right? Now, again,
Quincy box set, first thing in the mail.
Here's the thing. If she says to me, Don, I really need to do this. I mean, that opens up a whole other Pandora's box of issues and problems. But if she's okay with it and she's like, listen, I really don't want to do it, but $1 billion, $1 billion, we'll never have to worry about money the rest of our lives.
Sounds like what Demi Moore went through, yeah.
Yeah, and it's my own, it's only my insecurities.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
No issues for Nancy at all.
No.
Mentally, physically, nothing.
Nothing.
It's just, can I live with it?
Yes.
For $1 billion, yes.
And you, Peter?
Again, there are a lot of variables here, right? Like, you open the door and your best friend walks in. Like, you don't know who it is until.
Why are you parsing it down to a fine powder? Just answer the question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not Ballard, okay?
Should I take this idea lightly?
It's Ryan Gosling.
So you like me better as a person if you ask, and I'm like, yeah, sure, I don't care.
Well, just answer the question, yes or no, because I have another one.
I have a drop that helps, I'm told.
Bang! Bang!
I was hoping it was to be Can I Join? Not that, but it's okay. All right, let me answer. Yes, I'd do it. For $1 billion, as long as she's on board with it.
Yes.
We're going to get to have such a fast... She loves to travel. We'd clone Baron Rocky in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
cloning, be fantastic. Sure, there'd be a lot of upside, so yeah.
All right, another one. If you could win a $500 Mega Millions jackpot, you alone.
$500 million.
$500 million. You alone. You don't share with anybody.
I alone want you.
Yeah.
But you have to poop your pants in a public place.
Okay, keep going.
In front of somebody really important like Jimmy Pitaro or Bob Iger. Like you just can't help yourself. You have to poop your pants.
This is not Calgary.
No problem.
You said done.
Done. I'd
poop
on
him. Done it for nothing.
I would chase him around the room. And my butt was a gun trying to shoot them down for $500 million. And then afterward,
I'd
be like, what's the matter with Don? He's trying to poop on Bob Iger. It's like, yeah, he's trying to do it for $500 million.
And Iger goes, I get it.
You had to poop on it. You just had to poop your pants.
No issue.
You'd be the guy who pooped your pants.
By the way, he already is that guy.
Right. Everybody's had that happen.
Well, no,
nobody
you
knew.
On the radio, though. Different story.
Yeah, but I told the story. What do I care? It happens to everybody.
It's never happened to me.
It's never happened.
That I poop my pants?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No.
Never.
Never.
Yeah, hold on, Don. What do you mean? You mean full poopage?
Well, meaning that, no, listen, I got to go. I thought it was
no,
going to be one thing.
Never.
It ended up being another, and you soil yourself.
What, am I six?
I'm not saying that you just sat there, you know, pulled out a book and just pooped your pants until you were done. I'm just saying that things happen. People
getting
get sick.
Getting up from the director's chair, I lost leverage.
So what's your answer, Peter? We know he said he would.
$500 million for some poop. Sure.
All right. Here's the last one.
Last one?
Last one.
All right.
If you could pitch in the big leagues, just one game,
mm-hmm.
you think it's going to be forever, but you pitch in the big leagues for one game and you pitch a perfect game.
Oh, yeah.
You're part of forever.
Forever.
But.
Well, 27 of them? Is it 27 or 26?
Yeah, I think so. You lose use of your other arm for a year. Can't move your arm.
No question. Oh, easy.
Really?
Pitch a perfect game and I can't use my arm for a year?
Yeah.
What do I do that I need an arm for a year? I can still drive.
Well, I can think of something.
Seriously. Do I get to choose which arm?
No, it's the other arm. It's not your, perfect. The one you throw.
It's my left?
Yeah.
What am I doing? What's my left arm doing?
You think it's good to be like...
No, it's not good, but for a year, pitch a perfect game, get to tell my grandkids I pitched a perfect game. What have happened? Because there's 27 perfect games. How many guys have thrown perfect games?
And you're the only one that would lose his arm.
A year goes by quick. As you get older, it's a blink of an eye.
Peter?
What's the matter with Don? He's trying to poop on Bob Iger.
The question is, do I care enough about a perfect game?
Why wouldn't you?
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
He might not.
Like, do I care about being... And it's just one game? Yep. Like, they call me up for one game?
One game. Like Louis the Scout with Brendan Fraser.
And everyone's watching. Like, it's the whole sports world is paying attention. Yeah. This random jabroni's
playing.
Of course,
playing. Yeah, jabroni.
And then not only do you play, you throw a perfect
game. Perfect game. And you never pitch again. And you lose use of your arm, the other arm.
For a year?
Full year.
Stop it.
I think I'm a Don.
Yeah. I honestly think I could do anything for a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Darkness retreat?
Yeah.
Interesting.
If there's something, if there's a nice pearl at the end of it.
What about $5 million? Let me up the number. $10 million. Because Michael's into poop questions today. But every time you poop for the next year, it's in your pants. No bathroom use for the next year.
No, I'll pass.
What
How
number?
Much?
$10
million. No.
Now, we have to break. We're going to have another Woody at 4:45, I think.
$50
million? No. Who wants to poop in their pants every day?
Not me, so we should go to break.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.